Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Harry Wilk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second, the shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third, the center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy High. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting eighth, the catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Webb reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Webb moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg takes first base on ball four. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richborg. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 0 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball towards left. Stevenson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stevenson. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richborg. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson fires to first and has Grimm trapped. There's the throw to Bancroft who tags Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to second. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burris moves to third. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Wilk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilk is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Bancroft moves to second. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-2 in the game. High hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Burris takes first base on ball four. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm bunts towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with Gautreaux covering, for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Harry Wilk. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gautreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Beck now playing third base. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Thomas pinch runs for Shanti Hagen. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson bunts towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor now catching. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Jimmy Welsh now playing left field. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bancroft hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-3 in the game. High hits a line drive towards third. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh strikes out. There goes Burris. The throw from Hartnett to second, and Burris is out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Gautreaux hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney bunts towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with Gautreaux covering, for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gautreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Adams moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Bancroft, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adams scores. Webb moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bancroft strikes out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-4 in the game. High hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. High reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burris is walked intentionally. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh is walked intentionally. Burris moves to second. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-4 in the game. Gautreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm tags and moves to third. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Richborg bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bancroft hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooney for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. High takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Welsh hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes High. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Cooney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Robertson, and towards Bancroft, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0-for-5 in the game. Gautreaux strikes out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beck. Taylor moves to second. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bancroft hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. High hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welsh strikes out. 2 outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 6 in the game. Gautreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bancroft hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. High can't make a play. That's a base hit. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gautreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Beck scores. Adams moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Webb reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Cooney moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Foster Edwards now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson is walked intentionally. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooney scores. Webb moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb scores. Wilson scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimm. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Grimm steals second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Beck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. High hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Burris reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burris moves to third. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-7 in the game. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.